The full-time whistle has signalled, and it's Capri Rovers that make their exit from the FA Cup sixth round at the hand of Moyne Rangers from Wexford. Seamus Doherty's side fell behind as early as the fourth minute when John Pearce's cross into the area wasn't dealt with by the home rearguard, and Sean Kenny arrived uninterrupted at the back post to nod home. Moments later, a set-piece opportunity on the left-hand side saw Oisin Gallen swing in an inch-perfect delivery for Paddy McNulty at the back post to nod back across the area. With Calvin Bradley rolling home, it appeared that the hosts had drawn level instantly. However, that goal was ruled out for offside. And with McNulty and Moyne keeper Anton Larkin colliding, we had a lengthy stoppage of 8 minutes interrupting action here. When play eventually resumed, Calvin Bradley again got in behind the visiting rear guard, but he really should have taken the effort first time, allowing the ball to bounce. His subsequent header lacked the requisite power to trouble the visiting keeper. With Aaron Kelly and Calvin Bradley continuing to cause bother up front, it took a last-ditch Richie Farrell tackle to deny Bradley a shot at goal. Brent McLaughlin, on 29 minutes, perhaps a wee bit frustrated, let fly from distance, but his effort drifted well wide. Soon after, McLaughlin released down the left flank, a player that caused plenty of bother in the first 45 minutes, fired in a first-time cross, but it arrived just too high for McNulty. On 37 minutes, Richie Farrell, the visiting right-back, nearly caught Conor McBride napping when, from inside his own half, he let fly, but the Rovers netminder showed fancy and quick backpedaling to make the gap and touch the ball onto his own crossbar. A minute later, up the other end, Paddy O'Connor also hit the woodwork when his volley from outside the area skidded off the top side of the bar and behind to safety. It remained 1-0 at the break, and with no changes at the turnaround, the game seemed to peter out as a contest, as the visiting Rangers side really showed their experience, sitting back and soaking up the pressure and not affording the avenue or opportunity that had been there in the first period. Capri Rovers started with Conor McBride in goals. They had Oisin Gallen, Paddy O'Connor, Darren McGowan and Darren O'Leary across the back four. In the middle of the field, Brenton McLaughlin and Jared McHugh manned the flanks, with Ronan McNamee, the Tyrone GAA player, and Paddy McNulty in the middle of the field. Up front, Alan Kelly and Calvin Bradley spearheaded the attack. But, like we said, the second period was a lot more pedestrian, a lot duller, and didn't have the action or the cut and thrust that the first 45 minutes had. In the end, it's Moyne Rangers, the Wexford side, that will advance to the last 32, but Seamus Doherty's side can definitely hold their head high here today when a performance that probably deserved a little bit more just came up that little bit short.